You connect to this ministry. You connect to this anointing and join yourself to it with your faith. If you talk against the anointing, I don't take it personally. I want you to benefit from the anointing, not me. It's not me. It's the anointing in me that's on me.
So amazing about it is that God created the body for the spirit, not the spirit for the body. So your body takes on the form of your spirit. So you could say your body takes on your form. So if I know you now, I'm going to know you in heaven because you're going to look like you look now. But you're going to look a whole lot better. Hallelujah. 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 Because, you know, with that glorified body in heaven, no pollution has contaminated. No chemical in food. No bad water. You get a glorified body. It's going to match the glorious, beautiful you on the inside. Are you listening? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So again, I said all that to say that spiritual thing interwoven, intertwined with the natural. If there was no natural, there was no spiritual, there wouldn't be a natural. Because he that created all is a spirit. God is a spirit. And so that's why we come and together as believers, and we study the Word of God, and the Word of God teaches us about spiritual things. Now, we use natural illustration to explain a lot of the spiritual principles and spiritual truths because the natural world has principles that comes out of the spiritual world, like sowing and reaping. That's a natural principle operated on this planet. But it only exists because there's a spiritual principle that interwoven and intertwined with it and make it work, which is a law of sowing and reaping. Paul says, we sow spiritual things into you, right? Then he says, why would it be far-fetched that we reap your natural blessing, right? Now he says, and Paul said this, he says, now we got authority or rights by God to receive financial blessings from the body of Christ. I'm talking Paul now, okay? I'm not Paul. I'm just telling you what the scripture says Paul said, and it's written in Corinthians. He's talking to the Corinthian believers because there was false apostles out there, and they were trying to bring division amongst the body of Christ in their giving, and there were false apostles out there taking advantage of the people of God by the way they receive offering with the attitude that they use. So Paul was telling the believers, he says, look, I'm telling you this because it is a biblical principle. I'm not telling you this so I can manipulate you so you can start giving me money. He actually says to the Corinthian church, I didn't even receive an offering from you. Why, Paul? Why didn't you see? He says, because I wanted to use my liberty and my authority as an example so you can break off with those false teachers and false prophets that claim to be so miraculous. Then he used these scriptures in the Old Testament. He says, doesn't the Old Testament say that ye shall not muzzle the ox that shreddeth out the corn? Then he asked him a question, because again, he's dealing with mindset and how people think about things. And in this particular area, he's talking about offering. And he knows what's going on. He knows what he's confronted with. He knows the type of teaching that's going around, and he knows the different ones that and the Pharisees and the because he himself was one of the greatest religious men that ever walked the planet. So you're talking about religion. Paul knew religion, but he met the same one we met that gave us insight and gave us enlightenment. His name is Jesus. And Jesus put him on a whole different road. So he has to teach the church. And the Corinthian church, he dealt with more different teaching. They had more different errors and different corrections than any other church that Paul writes to, the Corinthian church. He had to write to them and correct them in communion. He had to write to them and correct them in marriage, in giving, in the gifts of the Spirit, in division. He get in.
They were located at an area where they call a metropolitan area, where the wealth and the commerce and the trade and the hustle bustles of life, everyone out there trying. It was like the Wall Street of the 67 AD. And all kinds of stuff was being planted into their mind. All kinds of junk from the goddess Diana, from the goddess Zupra, and all that other gods. God of futility, and they, all kinds of stuff he had to deal with. And he had to straighten it out. He said, hey, wait a minute. I am apostle to this church. And this is the gospel that I preach. And all of my disciples, all of my ministers under me teach the same thing. So he started talking to them about giving, and he used examples. The suffering. There's a lot of jobs have been lost. They've laid off 30,000 from the plant. And in the heart of Corinth, where the biggest industry was, they had to lay off over half of their employees. Think about it. If Norfolk Navy Shipyard was to close down in Portsmouth, as Portsmouth is being challenged under the demonic spirit that's kind of controlled the thing through the media of finances and other things, if Norfolk Navy Shipyard, that employed, quote, don't quote me on this, but let's say 30,000, and it bringing so much revenue into that city. If they close down, if Norfolk and Portsmouth is having a tough time now, guess what they would have? I'm talking about as far as with crime and drugs. Guess what they would have if Norfolk Navy Shipyard was to close down? What do you think would happen to the crime rate? You think it'll go down? It will increase. So this is what Paul is saying. Since the Jerusalem church, the whole Jerusalem, the whole surrounding countries and city have been affected, because when one country suffers, we're all tied together. When one country suffers, it's going to affect the other country in some degree or another. But see, the Bible says that we're from another country. We have dual citizenship. We have citizenship in America, but our first and essential citizenship is that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Now, again, I share and I teach and I share with you that the kingdom of God is a government. And I said, I think maybe last Sunday I shared and I talked and I said, hey, now, the government that we have, Democratic Republic, right? Our dear teacher told us, but you already knew that. She just watered it. As good as it is, and in my opinion, I said this is my opinion because it's not in the Bible, but in my opinion, it is the best government on the planet. I like capitalism. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't want a cap on my increase. Yeah. Do you? Yeah. I don't want government tell me how much money I can make. Do you?
No.
So every government could be called a kingdom. America can be called a kingdom. And America has a government. And our government is set up. And we go to school and we get a class called government. And they talk about how the government was set up. Judicial, and then what's the other one? Legislation. They tell you who? The executive branch.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.